Good afternoon, good morning, Brian Adams.
Got me?
Hello, Brian.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for taking our call. While we were trying to get you back in the line, I was just playing the version of Summer of 69 from the MTV Unplugged album.
Oh yeah.
Which is a lovely version. And there's a strong Irish
Thank
connection,
you.
Isn't there, to that album? Because Davy Spillane, the Uilleann piper and low whistle player, played at that concert.
He did, yes.
Yeah. And he played, you would have toured with you as well, and you're back touring next year and coming to Ireland. The So Happy It Hurts Tour 2022, that's the name of the album, and it's also the name of the new single, which we're going to play before the end of the chat. So a lot happening. So tell us about your last 18 months. That's the question everybody is asking everybody now, isn't it?
Yeah, what did you do during the lockdown?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I know. I just sat down and I've got to be honest, I actually really enjoyed it because I didn't think at the beginning it was going to be that easy because we just would go on tour all the time and we'd have 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. And so, but then suddenly I just realized that it was actually great because I was with my family and we were all hunkered down together and it was fine. It was, and I wrote songs and I got doing what I do, just hanging around and started making an album. And so this album really is all the songs that I had, you know, sort of brewing for, and some of them I've had for ages and just had forgotten about them. But because I had time to sort of go through everything, I was finding little gems in my files and computer and thinking, oh, she finished that song.
Yeah.
And I had the time to do it.
And is So Happy It Hurts, is that referring to the fact that you found yourself in this lovely place where you weren't on the road and you're in the bosom of your family?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, one of the things that we all discovered when the whole thing came down was that we didn't have the spontaneity just to do what we wanted.
Mm.
So this is sort of the answer to that. This song is, and in many ways, the album is just sort of the antidote to, you know, the fact that we couldn't just jump in the car and go. You know, we needed to have that spontaneity back in our lives. And so this song is just about the open road and getting back to that.
Uh-huh. So your family, you have two daughters, Lula and Mirabella. They must be...
No, she's Bunny. Her name is Bunny, actually, not Mirabella.
All right, Bunny, right. There we
yeah.
go. I don't know where where's Mirabella from? Have you any idea? No, that just.
Yeah, that was originally the idea, or her name, but her name is Bunny.
Ah,
she's
right.
Bunny.
Okay, right. Okay. So they must be the most photographed young girls in the world, I'd say, because that's your other passion, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, when a lot of times it's actually them photographing everybody.
Right.
They can't, they're just trying to get a hold of the phone the whole time.
Yeah.
And if you have kids, you know what I mean.
It's I do. Yeah,
they're trying to keep them away from the iPhones and the iPads. It's difficult. In fact, when the whole lockdown thing happened, we sort of not let the kids have any access to the computer at all, or the phone. And then suddenly the schools were giving them iPads, so they were just loving
delighted.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. You know,
yeah.
We love school now.
And do you, because we take so many photographs now, don't we? Because it's so accessible on our iPhones or whatever phone you have.
Yeah.
Do you print off many? Do you frame them? Or what way do you work?
Actually, no. I tend to not do that. If it's something really personal, perhaps, and sometimes if I'm taking pictures of other people, I'll print them off and send it to them.
Yeah.
But, you know, of yours truly, nah.
Nah. No, right. Because, like...
The kids,
Yeah, the kids, yeah. You photographed the Queen of England, Amy Winehouse, before she died. It's was that always there, Brian, or did it come later in life, the photography?
Well, it's just sort of always been there. I used to just take a camera with me to document my work and not really thinking that it would be... that I was any, you know, that anything I was getting was anything better than anybody else. But when I look back now at my files, you know, the fact that I was able to have all this access to all the things we were doing. I wish I'd printed it all at the time, because, you know, going back even to the, you know, all the records I made back in the 80s, I've got footage of all that that I just took in the studio and just never released it.
Well, there's a documentary there. I see that Disney Plus are doing a 3-part documentary on the Beatles, unseen footage.
Yeah, so. I don't think you can put me in the same sentence.
I don't know.
But thanks very much.
But it's unseen footage. I think your fans would love to see it.
It's not the same.
Not the same. Okay, right.
But they're very, very kind of you. Very kind of you.
Yeah, listen,
very kind.
We were going back through your gigs here in Ireland, and we went back to one in the Point Theatre. It's called the Three Arena now, and you're coming to that next May. Back in July of 1996, which is 25 years ago. And the headline in the Irish Times for the review of your gig was "Inflatable Underwear, Orgasms and Marriage Proposals. Just some of the elements on display at Bryan Adams' concert last night." That's must have been a good night.
It's not much different really anymore.
Yeah. And there's a picture with it. There's a picture there as well of you with Brad Pitt backstage at the Point Theatre.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So did he fly in specially for that, or what was the story of your mates?
I think he was making a film there, I don't know what was going on, to be fair. But nice of him to drop by.
Yeah, nice. Do you know about slow sets, Bryan Adams?
Do I know what?
Do you know about slow sets? I don't know if it happened when you were growing up in Canada, if there was a sort of a local hop or a disco or whatever, and then they'd play fast music and people would dance, and then they'd play four or five slow songs. And that's when people would put their arms around each other and have a slow set. We had them in here.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, this your song, because I used to DJ in nightclubs and all that sort of thing, and this was the slow set song.
Yeah, I remember it.
Well, I'd say there are people listening now, Bryan, and they're going, people got together over that song. People proposed to each other over that song. People danced.
I hear it all the time. I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
Even now, I mean, it's not stopped.
No. There's something about that particular one, isn't there?
Yeah, who knows? It's just got a thing.
Yeah. How do you know when a song has a thing?
When it's 40 years later, when people are still playing it.
That's it, isn't it? And what about you playing the songs from 40 years ago? Do they go in and out of...
Yeah, no trouble.
No trouble. Yeah.
I love it.
Did your favourites change over time? Do you know, like, would it be one tour, it'd be Summer 69, next tour, Run to You, then maybe...
Oh, no, you know, I'll tell you what, this is the truth. When I actually get to do gigs and... I'm really grateful that we're going to be able to do them again, because for a long time, or for some time here during this whole period, I thought, well, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm retired and I don't realize it, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing that occurs when you're up there doing it is when you have that many songs for so many years and you get to look down at your set list, it's like, oh, I get to play that one next. Great. And because you know what's going to come.
Yeah.
And you kind of know the reaction that people are going to have. And it's as you'd say, it's grand.
It's grand, yes. And all you have to do is do the opening chords of Summer 69 and the audience take over. Bryan's shows are always brilliant, says Hugh. I've seen him play in Ireland, UK, and once while on holiday in Orlando. We drove down to Tampa with the family for an acoustic show. That was amazing, says Hugh. And went to Bryan Adams' concert when I was visiting my brother in Calgary at the Saddle Dome in 2018. Always remember it as a brilliant concert, says Denise in Limerick. And love Bryan's voice. I've never ever, and I mean ever, heard him singing bad live. What a voice. And great memories of the RDS in 1993. Bryan was supported by Aslan. Fantastic concert. Any chance Aslan could support Bryan next year? Well, that's out of our hands. It'd be great, says Mike in Tyna in Galway. Big fan.
There's a nice thing to hear. Thank you for everybody writing in.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the SSE Arena in Belfast, the 29th of May. And then the 30th of May, 3 Arena, Dublin. So Happy It Hurts is the name of the tour, the name of the single, and the name of the album, just to make it easy for us.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I just the album doesn't come out till March.
Yeah.
Um, And I just want to tell everybody why. It's the craziest thing.
Go on.
But there's a sort of resurgence in vinyl, which is happening. And in order to get vinyl, you've got to queue up and wait because everybody else wants to do
right.
it as well.
Yeah.
And so the whole thing has been postponed for nearly a year
right.
to get vinyl.
Right. It's another one of those supply chain things, isn't it?
I don't know what
it's
affecting, but I mean,
it's affecting the whole world. I heard it on the radio this morning on our news program. Like there's numerous container ships waiting to get in to, say, some place off the west coast of America. The boats are slow coming from China. There's all sorts of delays. But I thought that somebody like you, Brian Adams, would be able to skip the queue, no?
Well, yeah, I put a word in.
Did you? Yeah.
And it just got a ringtone, nothing.
Right, all you do is say a couple of free tickets for a concert here or there. You know, that's what
Maybe I should try that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's coming out in March and it's all fine. And we're, you know, we'll sit back and we'll probably put another song out after this one. And I hope everybody's enjoying it. So far, it's been getting a great reaction.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's going to be a real belter live, I promise you.
And it's new and old, which is great. So all the hits will be there and songs from So Happy It Hurts. Yeah. Final question for you. Do the two girls realise what Daddy does? Do they appreciate?
Yeah, I'm just really, I mean, to them, it's all right. I mean, I think they love it when they can come on tour.
Right.
But if I break into song while I'm walking into school, they, you know, the eldest looks at me like, oh, God,
yeah.
Just shut it, you know.
That's a lovely image, you walking in, breaking into everything.
No,
everything
true.
I do it for you.
Yeah. You know, if I just kick into a song, it's like, oh, Dad,
yeah.
Please, just come on. It's really embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, well, that's what parents are for, Brian. Parents are put on the planet to embarrass their children. That's what we do.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's just when we're walking together.
Yeah,
you know, I get the little hand put on my mouth. Shut it.
Yeah.
Shut it.
So tickets on sale tomorrow, ticketmaster.ie. The single which we're going to play now is available now to download, and then the album next March, as you say, because of the vinyl delay. The vinyl delay. That's what we're going to call it. Brian Adams, it's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Hey, thanks. And by the way, to everybody who watches the video, yes, that's my ma in the beginning of the video.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Isn't that brilliant? Is this the first time?
Yeah, she's 93.
93?
Yeah.
And how is she?
She's all right.
Yeah.
You know, she's all right. She's like hanging in there. So hanging in like Gunga Din.
Ah, and for her to have witnessed all of your success over the years, amazing. Yeah.
Well, now she's getting there. She's the star of the show.
She's the star of the show. I have to go and watch that. So Happy It Hurts. The video starring... what's your mum's name, Brian?
Jane.
Jane Adams. Right,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Right, great talking to you, Brian. Mind yourself.
All the best, right?
Okay, see you.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.